So I had a thought as we were talking about Dyn.to on Free For All Round 2, because Brad Bradford, the city councillor, was talking about the many hiccups we've had in the last couple of years in getting things ready for it, and this will be the fourth year that we do it. And what occurred to me was that the first time we did it, it was a rush job, but we largely got it right. And I think there's a lot to be said for how government, when forced into a situation, like, you know, the whole vaccine issue and obtaining vaccines once they'd been invented, delivering them, administering them, it was like a wartime mentality. We will do anything to get this done, and we're going to do it as quickly as possible. So that's what they do the first year with Dyn.to. And then the second and third year, we screw it all up because we come up with more paperwork and more lumbering administrative procedures. And so that's kind of how government can gum up anything. But in many ways, COVID and the shutdown and all of that stuff was a great test case for people moving quickly and changing things fundamentally. And for example, working from home, Zoom, all that kind of stuff. I will never forget a person I know in the financial community who said, as a test of concept, because the storm clouds were circling about COVID. I don't think anybody ever thought we were all going to be sent home for like a year. But at the time, as a proof of concept, this financial organization was going to have everybody work from home for one day. And actually, that test day turned out to be the first day that everybody was ordered to stay home and nobody went back to the office forever. And all of a sudden, we were all very, very adept at how to set up a home studio and how to talk with people and what the protocol of video meetings might be. It just, boom. Working from home used to be seen as some sort of an indulgence or at the very least an act of fakery. And all of a sudden, everybody was doing it. And yes, I'm always mindful because I know I'm going to get the text. I'm a trucker. I don't ever get to work at home. I understand. But for many, many people, it was a fundamental shift in lifestyle, in everything, to the point where I haven't seen the latest figures, but most office workers now have Monday and Friday where they work from home. And even though they dropped the hammer at some firms and said, get your butt back to the office, including this one, workers said no. I'd rather quit. And so they had to figure out what's the formula for the new hybrid model. Okay, so yesterday the formal announcement came at like 9 o'clock, but we managed to wring the scoop out of the transportation department early that the province on some stretches of roadway was going to increase the speed limit from 100 kilometers an hour to 110.
Today, I am pleased to announce that starting July 12th, our government is raising the speed limit permanently from 100 kilometers per hour to 110 kilometers per hour on 10 additional sections of provincial highways in northern and southern Ontario. This includes 14 kilometers on Highway 403 from Hamilton to Brantford, as well as highways near Cobourg, Belleville, Kingston, Ottawa, and Sudbury.
Kind of sounds like you're on a Via Rail train, doesn't it? These are the following stops. That was the Provincial Transportation Minister, Pravmeet Zakaria. But then I got to thinking, okay, so what does this mean for the efficiency of gas-powered cars? Because there is a sweet pocket where you can travel along and use the least amount of gasoline. And the thinking, anyway, is that the faster you go, the more you're eating gasoline inefficiently. And I thought, here's the go-to person. Driving.ca's Lorraine Sommerfeld joins us. Nice to have you. Hi, Lorraine.
How you doing, John?
I'm okay. Okay, so what is your reflection on whether or not we're going to get less or more bang for our buck when it comes to gasoline by going from 100 to 110. And let's face it, that means we're going to go to 125.
This is an absolute political decision. It's got nothing to do with fuel economy or efficiency or moving anyone quicker. I am confused. I don't know why they're doing this. It doesn't make any sense. You just said this means they're already going 120. If it's clear and there's not traffic, they're going 120 or 130 at 100. Fuel economy, if you go at 100, and then you jack it up to 120, you waste about 20% of your fuel efficiency. Those figures are based on a few years ago. Current cars are more fuel efficient than ever. EVs don't need any fuel at all, so that's another, a different equation. But this is not about saving fuel. It will waste more fuel. More importantly, speed is the number one contributor to fatal collisions and life-altering injuries, speed, impairment, and distraction. And the cops know. As soon as it's faster, it's worse. It's worse. So giving people this leeway, it looks like, I don't know, it's like bringing a plate of brownies to a Weight Watchers meeting. Why? Like, why are you doing it? It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know who benefits. We're under gridlock half the time anyway. I know the stretches that they're talking about. And frankly, we've just kind of absorbed them and rolled along with them. But as you said, we're all doing that speed anyway, if we can. It's about conditions. So this is another non-issue being addressed with a non-answer by, frankly, a government that has way more important things to be doing.
Yeah, but they love the small stuff and they love tinkering around the edges.
Because they keep screwing up the big stuff. And
Okay.
I feel like I'm getting a consolation prize every time I open my paper. It's no, do something real.
Is there an actual speed at which the average car is most fuel efficient?
Yeah, when you see the posted ratings when you buy a car, that big sticker on the window, and it tells you that you will get 5.4 or 7.3, liters per 100 kilometers per liter. That's what they do when they're testing that is they block over all the lighting systems in the grid. They take door handles off. They take roof racks off. They put it on a slight incline. They run it indoors. This is why you cannot achieve that number, folks, by the way, because it's unreal. But that number is usually somewhere around 80 kilometers an hour when they're testing the highway efficiency. And I did a hypermiling event. I went from Halifax to Vancouver in 2.5 weeks. Like, I've physically done what they do to achieve this. And it is dangerous and stupid, and I don't recommend it to anybody. So it's tested under not ideal normal conditions, like when we have, I don't know, some weather. Other cars, friction on the road depends on your tires. So those numbers are coming in somewhere around 80. Again, the best thing you can do if the speed limit's 100, if you stick to 100, you'll save a lot of fuel, especially if you're so used to going 120. And the other thing is stunt driving charges. People will go, oh, if I go 50 over, I get nailed. I can now go 159. No, that stays the same. The 150 stays. So the 110ers that think they're going to get 160, you're not.
Lorraine, thanks a lot. Interesting, very interesting conversation.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Well, conversation, I mean, sort of debrief, because I didn't provide any of the interesting material. Lorraine provided all of the interesting material. I love hearing about how they do those fuel efficiency tests, though.
Oh,
And
yeah. That's, yeah, very misleading.
thanks, Lorraine. You take care. We're just coming up to traffic. Speaking of getting around, still ahead this hour, Marilyn Dennis is up next, as she is every Thursday. Lots of things to talk about this morning, including Tim Hortons the musical. And at 9:35, Rory O'Neill is here. And quoting from an interview Jerry Seinfeld gave, where he said the movie is dead. And so we'll learn about that, but then we'll also talk with Richard Krauss because he kind of makes movies his business. So I want to know what he has to say. I certainly think long format is, things have changed. I mean, I haven't been in a movie theater in maybe 4 years, I think. And I like watching series television. I love watching episode after episode after episode of a show that I like. And aside from the movie Scoop, which I watched over the weekend, I haven't watched a full format movie in a while.